Back-to-school specials are here at Charlieu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlieu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlieu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Leanne Womack. I fell in love with country music as a child listening to my dad spin records at a radio station. I always dreamed of hearing my own songs on the radio. I set a goal and achieved it. You can do anything if you set your mind to it. Never let anyone tell you it's impossible. So if you have the chance to sit it out or dance, I hope you dance.
This message brought to you by the U.S. Air Force. On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and there's an exciting new music book that's out on December 2nd. It's called Giant Steps, My Improbable Journey from Stage Lights to Executive Heights, from Derek Shulman. And Derek is, he talks about his journey through music from 1960s pop fame with Simon Dupree and the Big Sound to cult status as frontman of progressive rock pioneers Gentle Giant, and then later as a record executive who signed and developed global acts like Bon Jovi, Dream Theater, and Slipknot, and played a key role in revitalizing the careers of legends such as AC/DC and Bad Company. And he joins us here on the National Defense. Derek, how are you?
I'm doing well, Randy. How are you doing?
Great. And we're speaking to you from where?
I live in New York City, Manhattan, right now, actually.
Okay.
I'm in the middle of an auction.
That's great. I got to be honest with you. I had not heard the music of Gentle Giant. And I started listening to that on Spotify a couple of days ago. I am entranced. I mean, what wonderful, I don't even know what category to explain what that music is, but man, you guys were way ahead of your time.
Well, I can't explain what it was myself, but it was something that we loved to do, and we had 10 years of being musicians who, certainly toured and played, interesting music. We were friends. We had, great players in the band. And I guess it's called progressive music. That's what they title it under. But, I was lucky enough to be in a band that I think musically has a legacy that's still very, very vital. I mean, it still sounds timeless to a lot of people, including myself.
Oh, I'll bet. We're talking to Derek Shulman here on the National Defense. His new book, Giant Steps, My Improbable Journey from Stage Lights to Executive Heights. And well, you talk about a guy who's seen it all and done most of it. I mean, I can't even imagine how different the music business is now from when you started as an executive.
Oh, yeah. It's completely different. It's a whole different world and that's sad, actually, because it's a period of time when technology and analytics have taken over as opposed to being really good at your music, and really good at songwriting, and really good at your instrument, and taking it on stage and getting an audience that way. There are some, of course, but you know, generally, and I think that there's a lot of musicians or artists that believe that they're entitled when they go on, you know, TikTok or YouTube or whatever the platforms are, the social media platforms, and are entitled to be rich and famous. Well, that doesn't happen. The most important thing for a musician is to be really great at what you do and do something which is yours, not somebody else's.
Yeah, I totally agree. And there's so many of those entitled musicians that are out there, and an equal number or larger number of very talented people who can't get a look from a record company because they don't have 7 million views on YouTube, and it is kind of sad. You've got a great story in the book about you and your band at Apple Studios, and where the Beatles were recording, and they had left their instruments there, right?
Oh, well, that was Abbey Road, of course. Yeah, Abbey Road was where we recorded all of our our singles. And that was a period of time when John and Yoko had their bed in the studio, and we go in for our session, and every 3 hours, that's what bands had, 3 hours a session, and we saw this bed in there, and my two brothers in the band, of course, being the idiots that we were, we saw this bed and we thought, damn, you know, let's trampoline on it. And so me and my brother Phil took our shoes off and started trampolining on the bed. And there are stairs in Studio 2 that come down from the control room. And we didn't see there's two figures coming downstairs. And we were trampolining on the bed, the sheets going everywhere. And these two figures came down to the edge of the stairs towards the bed. And it was John and Yoko. John went up to the edge and said, but while we were trampling, we didn't see them. And said, hey, in so many words, get off that bed.
Yeah.
But Yoko said a little more vociferously. So we skulked off and ran upstairs to the control room, embarrassed as hell. I blame my brother Phil. But of course, it was both of our eyes.
We're talking to Derek Chauvin here on the National Defense. His new book, Giant Steps, My Improbable Journey from Stage Life to Executive Heights, which is out on December 2nd. And also, in that same band, a very young Reginald Dwight was a part of that for a short time. And when he decided to change his name to Elton John, you said that will never work.
Yeah, well, Reg, he played in our band. He was a keyboard player and very influential, actually, in helping my first group, Simon Dupree, morph into Gentle Giant. He's a real muso. And Elton, we're still friends, I mean, to that from the mid-60s until now. And when we decided to become Gentle Giant, he said, I'd like to audition for the band. So we went up, me and my brother went up to where he was with and he met just Matt Burney, and he played his songs, a couple of things, like Sky and Pigeon and a couple of other songs. And we went back home to, we were in a town called Portsmouth on the south coast, and we thought, that's not kind of what we're looking for. At the same time, when we were up there, he said, look, you know, whether it works or not, I'm changing my name from Reg to Elton John. I thought, well, I'm not sure if that's going to work. Well, of course, you know, we said to Reg, you know, it's not going to work for us, but, you know, the music's great. And, of course, he became Elton John that year, and next year he became Elton John the star. And meanwhile, we were Gentle Giant looking for gigs. So thank God we turned him down.
That's funny. I want to read this, what John Bon Jovi had to say about you in the book. He said, Derek Chauvin was there before there was a there. We grew together as a team. We learned as we lived. He was the one real A&R man that we could count on when we needed him. And how did you meet with John Bon Jovi, and how did you guide them?
Well, I was I met John when I, you know, I heard this song right away on the radio, and I heard the songs, the demos, and he had an incredible drive and a vision of himself and the band. And I sat down with him after, you know, I was deciding to sign the band, and I said, John, what is it and who is it you want to be? And he looked at me in the eye and he said, I want to be as big or bigger than Elvis.
Huh.
And I thought, okay. I thought, no, I could feel this incredible drive, and it was real. It wasn't a take on. It wasn't a punk. And he meant it, and he was going to do that. So I saw this in him. He was putting the band together. He had Richie in the band. And so the band got together. And he said, my mom and dad want to meet you. And I went to Sayreville, New Jersey, when I signed the band and met Carol, his mother, who just passed away, unfortunately, last year. And she said to me, John really loves you. Take care of him, will you? And I committed myself to taking care of John. I'm in the band. Obviously, he can take care of himself. I mean, within a couple of years. But I did. I was there the whole time, and I was there for the first couple of albums. And when the first couple of albums did very, very well, and they were doing great, you know, as far as a live band was concerned. And then I said, let's try and get a writer. So I introduced him to a writer called Desmond Child, who'd worked with the guys in Kiss, who told me about him, and introduced Desmond to John and Richie, and they wrote together. And then we went to a producer who I'd heard about in Vancouver called Bruce Faber and Bob Rock, and we took the music that Richie and John and Desmond had written to Vancouver, and those sessions went on, and Slippery When Wet was made, and we brought it back to New York, and Living on a Prayer came out, and it was on the charts for 77 weeks.
Wow.
And John and Bon Jovi became almost as big as Elvis at that point.
Yeah. When you talk about a guy with big dreams, that's incredible. I mean, just such great stories.
Yeah.
The book Giant Steps, My Improbable Journey from Stage Life to Executive Heights, out December 2nd. Derek, thank you so much for taking the time, man. I can't wait to read the entire book.
It's a good read, I think. It's my here. Thanks very much.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and after an eight-year hiatus, can you believe it? The History Channel's hit original series, Ice Road Truckers, is back for an epic Season 12 return. And this is when, you know, people and cultures cut off from civilization are briefly connected by a lifeline of roads paved with ice. And each year, a group of skilled, highly trained, and thrill-seeking truckers put their lives, or you could say crazy, put their lives on the line to be nature's clock. And this season, veterans like Todd Dewey, Lisa Kelly are back, and rookies like Scott Yule emerge, determined they have what it takes to reign supreme on the ice. And new episodes every Wednesday on the History Channel. And the rookie, Scott Yule, joins us here on the National Defense. Scott, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, man. This is pretty exciting stuff. How did you get involved with this show?
Well, I've been doing ice roads for about 15 years up here in Yellowknife, Northwest Territories, and then I got a call one day, and I said, sure, and all of a sudden, Bob's your uncle. There's the rest, you know, now. So I went down, the wife and I talked about it, she said, do it, you know, so I'm doing it.
So you're doing it already, why not get paid for it a little more, huh?
Yeah, why not, you know.
And what is the, you know, it's so...
I'll give you a chance to go into...
It's so interesting now after 8 years. First of all, the camera technology has changed so much. Now we got drones, and now you can feel even more excited and terrified for you folks. What has been the scariest situation for you so far in your driving?
In my whole career?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the funnest part would be, crazy and scariest, but it was also very fun for me because that's my adrenaline for me, would be doing what we call suicide run up here. The roads have been closed for weeks on end, and an exploration company needed supplies, and the guy I was working for looked at me and said, let's do it. Do you want to do it? I said, sure. And we went and did it, and there was nobody up there. There was nothing. Poor Todd, we were nothing but dirt. So, you know, we're coming on and off the ice. We don't know if we're going to break through. It was get in, get out. It was one of the most exhilarating moments of my life there on the ice roads. Like, I was like, wow, we're crazy. This is insane. We're driving through water. It was fun. Like, it was, when we got home, it was like, yeah, a good stiff drink was well worth it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the only thing that I can even come close to comparing any of that to is I drove my motor home to Breckenridge, Colorado, and that was terrifying enough. And that was in the middle of summer. So I can't imagine taking a big rig on a frozen road like that and not knowing if you're going to break through the ice. Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. We're talking to Scott Yule here in the National Defense. He's part of the Season 12 after an eight-year hiatus for Ice Road Truckers. New episodes on Wednesdays on the History Channel. And so you said your wife is okay with that, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? She's on board.
I better think she has a good insurance policy out on me.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. And it's amazing, you know, you guys, the other part of that you talked about, you know, we kind of forget that people are depending on you to make it through and get the supplies and everything to them. And I bet a lot of times they're astonished that you even made it, right?
Oh, definitely, you know. It's a whole different feeling. Like, it's not like delivering freight regular to town. Like, you bring freight into a community and the community comes out, you know what I mean, to see it, to greet you, they're happy, they're smiling, you know. I've delivered to community and they're like, oh, finally we got this here, now we can get our new home, you know. Like, their home burnt down in the summer or something happened and now they get their new home. It gives you, it's a whole different feeling of delivery. You know, you feel more appreciated.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet you're appreciated. And are you ever left kind of thinking, why do these people live here?
You know, when I first started road trucking 15 years ago, I kind of thought that at first until I started going to the communities. And then I realized why. You know, they don't, it's a whole different world there.
Yeah.
They're not influenced by all the negativity out there in the society that we have nowadays, unfortunately. But it's peaceful. It's a whole different, it's different. I can't even describe it until you go there.
I'll bet.
The landscape is beautiful. It's just amazing.
And what area are you talking about specifically right now?
Well, every community that I've been to has been amazing. You know, like I've done a lot of communities in the Northwest Territories and Yellowknife there, and outside of Yellowknife, all the territories have done communities there. And then being on the show, going down there, it was a whole different ice road for me. I've never been on those ones, which was a very eye-opener for me because I went in complacent. Like, I've done ice roads, this should be okay. But it was a whole different set of ice roads, a whole different construction, a whole different element. So, you know, you had to adjust. You had to learn a new technique in each way. So, for me, you know, you mean them communities and how they survive and live, too, is more of an education thing, too.
Yeah.
You're also learning how they live and survive.
I'll bet that's so true. We're talking to Scott Yule here on the National Defense. He's on for season 12 of Ice Road Truckers, new episodes on Wednesday on the History Channel. And, you know, our audience, Scott, is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. So they appreciate so much, you know, that what you guys do and what you attempt to do on this show, because they have to deal with that, you know, obviously in combat every single day and be resourceful and pivot and come up with different ways to do things. And I'm sure you've had to do that a lot on your deliveries, right?
Yep. Oh, you got to be prepared for anything that's going to happen. You have to learn to adapt and be creative. And, you know, my hat's off to everybody in the military personnel. Like, they have, like, I know my job is crazy, but theirs is definitely crazy. They have their lives on the line.
Yeah.
And they don't get enough appreciation out there in my books, you know, for what they do.
I appreciate that. Absolutely. And you know, Scott, when you're talking to other truckers that are just, you know, kind of regular day-to-day truckers, coast-to-coast guys or women, are you looking at them and they tell you some kind of scary story that they've been through and you're like, yeah, not even close?
Well, there has been some that I'm sitting there, really? That scared you? Come with me.
And what about black ice? Man, I mean, that to me, that's the scariest.
Any ice is scary. Like you said, you need to hear the ice cracking. If you don't hear it cracking, that's when you got to be worried.
Oh,
kind of ironic. People thinking, you know, but when you don't hear it cracking, that's when you got to worry.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, this is going to be fun.
I love the sound of the cracking. Like, it's nothing. I'll open my door and just listen to it and smile, and I'm like, it's my adrenaline. I'm getting older, and, you know, I'm fat, so, you know, I can't do all the crazy things I used to do when I was young, so I don't heal like I used to. So this is the only way I get my little adrenaline rush.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, Adrenaline Rush, every Wednesday on the History Channel, season 12 of Ice Road Truckers. Scott, best of luck to you, man. Stay safe out there, and thanks for the time.
No, thank you, and all the men and women in the service, you know, stay safe up there.
We'll be right back here in the National
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
In the wake of Donald Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, what's next on the legislative agenda? Can he top it with a bigger, more beautiful bill? We'll find out on this week's show.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
We've got ourselves an insurance catastrophe.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
It doesn't make any difference whether it's health, auto, home. Everyone is getting wrecked. It's getting worse instead of better. Does Marjorie Taylor Greene have the solution?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com. Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and of course, it's Suicide Prevention Month, and we can't say enough about that and the people that are helping to bring that to at least some smaller numbers. And Warrior's Heart, we've talked about them before on the program. I mean, they do such a great job with that. And one of the players in that is Master Sergeant and best-selling author Justin Jordan, and the way that they help heal over 3,000 heroes heal and prevent veteran suicide. He joins us here on the National Defense. Justin, how are you?
I'm well, Randy. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thanks for the time. I'm really fascinated at your story because you had an MOS that I had never heard of since I've been doing this show. But, I mean, something that's absolutely vital to do in a military, but it's just something that I've never heard of. Talk about your time in the military.
Absolutely. So I joined the Air Force in 1993, pretty quickly after high school. I tried some different jobs, but then I went into the Air Force. The career field I chose was called services, and it's kind of a jack of all trades, if you will. Everything from being a cook to working in the hotels, fitness centers, gyms, an MWR type thing, but there's a little bit of a portion of it that was called mortuary affairs. And I did that for a good portion of my career, 6 or 7 out of the 20 years I served. And that entailed everything. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. What did the job require?
So our job was to be a liaison for the families, right? So everything from viewing the remains post autopsy to working with the funeral homes, making sure the embalmings were done correctly, both stateside and deployed locations. In the 6 years that I did it, I was stationed at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base, and I saw just about everything that you can imagine.
Oh, man, I can't even imagine. I mean, it's 6 years of that, right?
Yes, sustained 6 years. I did it on and off at different times in my career field downrange, different locations. For the time I was at Davis-Monthan, I was the unit deployment manager and mortuary non-commissioned officer in charge.
Man, so that has to affect you. I mean, I can't imagine somebody doing that job and not being affected in a very deep way. And I'm sure that was the same with you, right?
Oh, man, it broke me.
Yeah.
To be honest, and you go through all of these things. Why am I feeling this way? Why am I weak? Why am I, all of these whys in your head, and you don't understand that, the human brain isn't meant to see that kind of repetitive stack trauma. It's not meant to see trauma at all.
Right.
So when you account that, it's kind of a normal reaction, a post-traumatic stress reaction to seeing that much death.
I would think so, that if you didn't feel something, that's when you're in trouble, I would imagine.
Absolutely. That's a good point, right? One of my therapists, when I was going through treatment, had said, man, I would worry about you if you weren't having a post-traumatic stress response. Because then you just don't feel, right? And a lot of our warriors that come back from, seeing things that the brain just isn't equipped to handle, we're told on every baseball diamond and football field in America to suck it up.
Right.
Quit being a baby.
Shake it off.
Rub some dirt on it, right?
Right.
And we want to be that. We're warriors. We're tough. We chose to protect and serve. And now we're feeling these symptoms of weakness, hypervigilance, insomnia goes with it, major depressive disorder, and which leads to the suicide epidemic that we see in our veteran and first rounder communities.
And I know that you went through a fair amount of that yourself, right?
I did. I'd be lying to you if I didn't tell you I know what gunmetal tastes like. It's not something I'm very proud of, but at the same time, it's something that I was able to work through and be able to come out on the other side and have some real post-traumatic growth.
Well, and you're one of the very few people, I think, that can then translate that for another warrior that's going through the same thing, because you've been there.
Absolutely. And that's what's beautiful about Warrior's Heart, where I currently work. Right? We're warriors healing warriors. You have to earn the right. If a warrior is struggling, they're not just going to listen to anybody.
Right.
Just any Joe off the street. Yeah, you have to have some learned, earned experience. And a lot of times they'll make jokes with me, cheer for us, right? We go back and forth between the branches. But when they find out what I did, they're like, okay, this guy gets it.
Yeah.
He understands the struggles I'm going through.
And you actually wrote a book about this called And Then I Cried, Stories of a Mortuary MCO. And that has to be, I would think, very therapeutic in itself.
It is. So how that came about, I actually went to treatment at a place called in Salt Lake City. I was an active duty master sergeant. And when I was there, part of our therapies, we would come and share our stories in group with the other teammates I was in there with. And, it was a struggle, because I would come in every day with a different story. And, the men and women I was in there with, they had one or two. I had hundreds, so I didn't know what to share.
Right.
But my therapist shared with me on the way out the door, she's like, your stories have impact on others. And I really think you should consider writing them down, because we did cognitive processing therapy, which was handwriting our stories. So I really thought about that on the way home and said, you know what? Challenge accepted. And I hand wrote the book in 30 days after I got home.
Oh, wow.
And I really wanted to make sure that it was a dignified product. It wasn't something that I was, you know, hey, look at me. It's about the stories of the men and women, and I asked you to walk next to me and feel it. Because the more we share our stories, the less, I call it the ripped-off Band-Aid theory. Every time you tell it, it hurts a little less. And that's what we have here at Warrior's Heart. We do a thing called a lifeline, and it's from first cognition all the way to current state. And you go through it with your peers, and it's kind of a crescendo moment in our treatment, right? It says, hey, and you have to give that story in front of your peers, and that's hard to do.
Wow.
You know, Tom Spooner, one of our founders, often says, you know, a gunfight, that's easy, but sitting in front of my peers and sharing my deepest, darkest secrets, now that's hard to do.
Wow. We're talking to Justin Dorton here on the National Defense. And, yeah, let's get into Warrior's Heart. How did you find them, and what do you do there?
Absolutely. Well, thank you. I found them 7 years ago. I was, you know, that stereotypical veteran jumping from job to job to job after service. I was medically retired for post-traumatic stress after 20 years in service. My wife was active duty. She is medically retired just at 19 years. So we found ourselves, you know, probably about 20% of our income trying to figure out a VA system, trying to figure out all of these things and just struggling. Also, you know, some unresolved post-traumatic stress on both of our sides.
For sure.
Right. So I had my daughter had decided to play softball at the local high school here in Bandera, Texas. And I met one of our founders, Lisa Lannon, was working the concession booth. And we just started talking and had a good conversation. And she invited me out to show me what Warrior's Heart was all about. It's new in the community, less than a year old at that time. And I just fell in love. And they said, hey, you want to work with us? And I'm like, absolutely. And since then, I've done everything here. As I was admissions advocate. I became the admissions director for 4 or 5 years. Now I've transitioned into the special operations director. And I support all the teams at both of our locations with anything they may need, special projects, and help with.
And I know you guys have a 42-day recovery program. Talk about that a little bit, and why 42 days?
So, thank you. And that's unique in the industry, actually. So most programs, when you talk about, and I'm using air quotes here, rehabs, which is, we're a training program. We offer rehabilitative services, but we do it in a 42-day training program because we want you to become a sober, confident warrior. Mm-hmm. What we found is that 28-day model, which was kind of driven by insurance, is not enough. And we consistently saw, or in the early days, our warriors asking for extensions. And 42 days seems to be the sweet spot. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's studies out there by the hundreds that say, you know, the more time you spend in treatment, the better likely the outcomes are. So we decided to, you know, create a 42-day training program for our warriors to become sober, confident warriors.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And at Warrior's Heart, I know that that includes detox, inpatient recovery, sober living, aftercare on over 500 acre ranches that they describe as, you know, feels like the opposite of a hospital. I can imagine that. And, you know, I don't know, Justin, how many times you've been in the hospital or been a part of a hospital care situation, but that seems to me to be the opposite of taking care of someone, because I've seen people in hospital stays that last so long that it becomes kind of a toxic situation. What you guys do is really the opposite of that.
Absolutely. One thing our founders did really well was make sure that we weren't in a hospital sterile environment. We need our warriors to, you know, have an environment of care that's, you know, respectful of their service. They deserve it. They deserve to have five-star accommodations. Yes. They deserve to have queen-size beds. They deserve to have the very best therapist that you can get. So, and that's because they've given so much. So that's what we really strive hard to do, is create an environment that really speaks to that. And when they get here, it falls off of them so much quicker, because I can remember when I went in the hospital, the first thing I did was wait 2 hours in a hospital waiting room to see anyone.
Right.
We don't do that. We say welcome home the second you get here, and our staff immediately takes you in. We start doing the necessary paperwork. Our nurses meet with you. And then if you need detox, you go into that level of care. And another thing that's different, too, is if you do require some type of detox services, that doesn't count towards your 42 days of treatment. That's an addition. So you're not going to be 7 days, 5 days in a detox, and that cuts into your treatment. No, you still get the full 42 days.
And then you guys, it's not done then. You offer follow-up and keep checking in with these folks, right?
Absolutely. When they get here, they get a Mission My Life, and that works through their aftercare. We also have a sober living facility here in Texas, which offers intensive outpatient programming. And we also do transmagnetic stimulation, or TMS. We do a brand called MERT, which is a targeted form of brain stimulation that helps with TBIs, post-traumatic stress, you name it. So we run the full gamut, all the different modalities of care for this. Addiction as well as substance abuse and post-traumatic stress disorder, as well as other co-occurring psychological disorders.
Man, that is incredible. That's so cool. You know, for me, it's crucial to be connected to loved ones. And as a veteran, you appreciate T-Mobile making it easy for all of us. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on the best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings. To learn more. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Right now at the Home Depot, shop fall savings and get up to 40% off select appliances like Samsung. Upgrade your kitchen this fall with the Samsung Bespoke 4-Door Refrigerator. Now featuring the dual auto ice maker with sphere ice. Only at the Home Depot. You'll have perfectly chilled drinks for every gathering. Don't miss fall appliance savings at the Home Depot. Offer valid October 2nd through October 22nd. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Hey, let me tell you about our friends at Norwegian Cruise Line. They truly are a military-friendly company. They have a military appreciation program that was created for veterans, by veterans, with a mission to deliver amazing vacations for active duty military, veterans, and their families. The program includes a 10% discount off all cruises, plus special onboard experiences, and is combinable with current NCL promotions. So military families can get the most out of their R&R at the best value. Register today at ncl.com/military. Norwegian Cruise Line, ships registry the Bahamas and USA. Restrictions apply.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription, and I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it, because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription.
This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi there, it's a sunny reminder from Alliance Heating and Air. Thinking about going solar? Now's the time to act. The 30% federal solar tax credit may be ending December 31st, 2025. But if you install your system soon, you could still save an average of up to $12,700. Don't wait. Call Alliance Heating and Air at 530-221-2642 to lock in your savings. We make it simple, we make it smart, and that's why everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The cowboy capital of the world. So what better place
right.
to get the very best equines in the world, right? So we have a great relationship with a local gentleman named Mario who runs our equine program. And the Warriors get to learn husbandry. They get to ride some horses at our Texas location. And our Virginia location is rather, it's a newer facility, about a year old, almost to the day, 9/11 we opened last year. So we're still working on starting that one up, but we should see that coming online very soon.
That's cool.
In our Virginia location.
I just participated in an event last month in Austin, just about an hour outside of Austin, and it was sponsored by Ford, just one of our sponsors, and they did a Bronco off rodeo, and it was all for veterans. I was it was great. It was great, and they put you in these Broncos, and you go on this expedition that is, you know, over rocks and things you shouldn't be able to climb in a Bronco. And I get in mine, and I've got two Purple Heart recipients in the back, and I'm driving, and I'm like, what? What? I got to be responsible for two Purple Heart recipients? But it was.
Believe me, they've seen much worse driving than you.
Oh, yeah. We had a blast. We just had a blast.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the kind of stuff I think you're talking about, you know, that number one, that that camaraderie, that feeling of doing something and, you know, being a part of a mission. That's just common sense, right?
It is. So one of the things that really sticks out to me when you talk about those kind of things. We owe it to our warriors to live our very best life.
Absolutely.
Right? We owe it to them because the ones that we have lost, if they were sitting next to us, they wouldn't want us sitting in it for a moment. They'd want us to go out there and excuse my language, kick ass every day. And that's what we try to, show with our warriors through our own actions, right? Go out there and live it every single day. And I tell you, I've had most post-traumatic stress since I've started living my life that way than I've ever had in any therapy room. It's just because, like I said, we owe it to those to live our very best lives. And it's a blessing to be able to do this work.
How's your wife doing?
She's great. She loves animals, so she now works at a veterinary clinic. She is a receptionist there and does some teching on the side. And I now have 5 dogs because of that.
5 dogs! Wow.
Oh man, I tell you, we gotta love it. It's frustrating at times, but I'm a bald guy, so I can't pull any of my hair out anymore. But if it makes mama happy, it makes me happy.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, listen, man, I always tell people, if you have a problem getting out of the house, you have a problem exercising, you have a problem, being a part of something, get a dog.
That's right.
Because first thing in the morning, you're out.
That's right. They'll get you up. They won't let you slack, right?
For That's sure. right.
And when you have 5 of them, it's even worse.
Yeah. So, Justin, people that are listening to this, if they are in that deep hole of depression and thinking about suicide, what do you tell? What do you say?
I say give us a call, right? Go to our website. There's the numbers right there. That they can reach www.warriorsheart.com, and they can reach out to us 24/7. We have advocates standing by, and that's not just for veterans too. That's for law enforcement officers.
Sure.
Because that's for dispatchers. That's for men and women in any type of service. That's the warrior class, right? If you served your country or your community, then we want you to call when you need that help. Let's see if we can figure out a plan for you. To get that help. And it's not only just, even if you're not struggling with addiction, we're going to find a place that is going to work for you, right? We have several relationships built with other facilities that may treat that specifically. For us, we do need to have some type of substance abuse or addiction involved in the diagnosis.
Sure.
Because that's our primary, but we do treat the co-occurring simultaneously. But if it's just other things. And we have a team of our missions advocates that are, made up of law enforcement officers, veterans, spouses, you name it. So they earn the right and they get it. So just looking for someone to talk, give us a ring. Go to that website and our number's right there on the very top.
Yeah, and I'm going to go ahead and mention that number. It's 866-955-4035. 866-955-4035. You want to write that down right now. This is just such a great organization, Warrior's Heart. Man, Justin, thank you so much for your story, and thank you for your service. Thank you for the time today and everything that you're doing every day for veterans.
Well, thank you. The pleasure is all mine. It's always good to share the story of Warrior's Heart.
Next time I'm in Texas, I'm going to come and look you up.
You're always welcome. Come tour.
Thank you, man. Have a great day.
You too.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
In the wake of Donald Trump's one big beautiful bill, what's next on the legislative agenda? Can he top it with a bigger, more beautiful bill? We'll find out on this week's show.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you could support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.